Bryce Anderson, chief meteorologist with DTN. We have had our first frost across Iowa, worse weather to the northwest of us by far, but the first wave of fall has come through, and it looked like it was pretty significant.
Yes, it was, Ken, and, you know, we're still kind of trying to figure out exactly how much crop damage or crop loss developed because of that. But when you figure that the northwestern 40% of the Corn Belt had temperatures that fell into the hard freeze category, and then compounded with the 1 to 2 feet of snow that fell in North Dakota, there's certainly going to be some loss, and I think probably the biggest impact was to soybeans because they cannot handle the real hard conditions quite as well as corn can. But we know that there's some delayed corn that was likely hurt pretty badly, and we will have a lower test weight on some of that corn, higher moisture content. It just adds to the difficulties for harvest this year. I have seen numbers approaching the 10% loss level for crops in North Dakota. I think that is a pretty valid estimate just because of the extent of the harsh snow and cold that they had. And then over the remainder of the Western Corn Belt, we're just going to have to wait to see how things go for the totals on the yield monitors and the various measurements to figure out just how much we actually lost. But there is certainly going to be some lower production out of what happened.
Bryce, you and I have many, many years of looking at Midwest crops, and it appears to me this one is one of the strangest. The fact that no one believes the estimates as of yet in total, as we wait until, I guess, the final tally from the combine will be the only answer to how big the crop was this year and what kind of quality it has.
Absolutely. In thinking about where does this year stack up in terms of, comparing it to other seasons, I think that that we have to kind of hybridize several different crop years, like 1993, when it was, so wet and we had flooding in the middle part of the season and all of that. So you have 1993, that certainly bears a lot of resemblance to some of the things we have this year. There was also some midsummer heat that or dryness that developed, and in that respect, that's kind of similar to 1995. And now here at the end of the season, we're going to have this harvest that will get done, but it's going to be, I think, a real patchwork type of affair because of a lot of wet areas and fields. And that's similar to 2009. And so there are features of those pretty stressful years that all come together into this year of 2019. And because it's such a late harvest, I think that the first definitive number that we get out of the officials is going to be on the November report. And then, of course, there won't be any commodity or grain commodity measurement provided in December. And so we'll see what USDA says in November, and then there's going to be an entire month until that January annual report comes out. So there's certainly been a real lack of some sort of benchmark statistics to work with, and it's made for a lot of confusion.
Bryce, in your ability to look forward, what kind of weather will Iowa potentially have for this harvest season that well could go into December?
Well, the next couple weeks are going to be more favorable across the state because we are going to have some cool temperatures, but the pattern is turning drier, Ken. The upper air features are mainly going to have a big trough just kind of billowing out over the plains in the Midwest, and that is going to pretty well hold off any moisture inflow out of the Gulf of Mexico. And so I think that is going to be better for for at least the last couple weeks of October, and we will be able to make some progress there. And going through the balance of the fall season, November is actually looking a little bit milder on temperatures and offering some near normal type of precipitation, but nothing real heavy. And a big takeaway for me is that it doesn't look like a real onset of winter conditions is going to show up during the month of November, and I think that that will be better for us. It is worth pointing out that this year has been better than a year ago in terms of the precipitation in October, because October last year was just very wet across Iowa, and boy, that put the clamps on harvest clear into the end of the fall and even into December.